Hello, this is Joshua from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. What is your zip code, please?
I'm listening.
Yeah, what is your zip code, please?
Huh?
May I ask what your zip code?
11213.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
For what?
To vote in the state of New York.
I'm a registered voter.
Oh, you are registered. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
And what the law made me, female.
Female, right? Thank you so much. And let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
Why?
Just the year of your birth to make sure.
1952.
Exactly. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
No.
Okay. And may I ask you, what is your race? White, black, or African-American?
I'm not African-American. I'm black.
Black. Okay. Thank you so very much. And also, what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school in Barbados.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote for Joe Biden?
I was able to vote, and I vote Joe Biden.
In the 2020 election, right? The Democrat.
Yes.
Joe Biden, the Democrat. Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you?
I'm going to vote. Not almost certain. I'm going to vote.
You're going to vote. I'm 100% sure, right? Okay. And let me ask you, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated? Any number from 0 to 10.
10. I'm motivated. I'm going to vote. I'll be there as soon as the doors open.
Thank you. And let me ask you, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power.
A whole lot.
You can rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10, please.
10, my vote have a lot of power.
Correct. Thank you.
Once Trump don't get in, my vote have a lot of power.
And as I said, your opinions are very important. Thank you for sharing your opinion. Now, please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'll skip that question.
I don't have that option, unfortunately, ma'am. Would you say some would agree, some would disagree, neither agree nor disagree, strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you for this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot, somewhat, doesn't matter much, or doesn't matter at all to you?
It does not matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Whatever
at all or not
person,
much?
I don't care.
Okay, you would say it doesn't matter to you at all, or it doesn't matter just not much?
Doesn't matter to me at all.
Okay, at all. Exactly. How about protecting abortion rights?
Well, my thing about abortion rights, if you get raped, you should have an abortion, because you don't want to say to your kid, they said, where's my daddy? You don't want to say, oh, your daddy raped me. So I think they should have an abortion.
Okay, would you say it matters somewhat, or it matters a lot to you?
It matters a lot.
Thank you very much. How about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Does it matter a lot to you, somewhat, not matter much, or not at all?
It matters a lot to me.
Okay.
Because if Donald Trump gets in, all of us black people are going to suffer.
Understood. The next one says, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Matters a lot to you, somewhat? Does not matter much, or doesn't matter at all?
It matters to me.
Would you say somewhat, or a lot?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say protecting LGBTQ rights? Would you say nothing will stop you? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance that you will vote for that matter.
I will vote. I will vote.
Okay, would you say I want to vote and probably will, or would you say
I'm going to vote 100%. I'm going to vote.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights? Nothing stops
you. Yes, I am.
Okay, I want to vote probably. I will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance that you will vote for that matter.
I am going to vote no matter what.
Nothing will stop you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
I'm going to vote.
No, nothing will stop you to vote. Right? An election for Congress House. Election for Congress House of Representatives of the Senate. Nothing's going to stop you. Want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, you will vote. You will vote, or no chance you will vote.
I don't vote. Democratic all the way down from top to bottom.
Nothing will stop you, right? Should I record the
answer?
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican
yes.
Donald Trump?
Nope.
Third party
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, Democrat, right? Thank you. And now moving forward, ma'am, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third
Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, or much less motivated, or will not vote?
We'll vote more motivated. I'm going to vote.
Much more motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Some? Not much?
Haven't heard nothing about it.
Nothing at all. Okay, thank you so much. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that may appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protection to the state bill of rights, add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive healthcare and autonomy. Yes, votes put this protection against discrimination in the New York state constitution, and a no vote leaves this protection out to the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I vote yes.
You would vote yes, right? Thank you so much. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protections, put protections for abortions into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over the children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age? You can select all that apply.
I select everything that applies.
Oh.
You finished now? I'm tired.
Almost done. Amazon. Which of the answers should I record one on this one?
What was the question?
Based on this read, on this attendment, do you think this attendment will strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, strengthen voting rights protections, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decision, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protection on the basis of gender, prohibit...
That's hard. I don't know but which one to think, but I would like to, for the don't take away, parents are able to make a decision for the kids once they're under 18.
Okay. Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. Is that correct?
No, you can't remove parents' rights from medical decisions.
So which of the options would you select of the ones that I mentioned?
I would select a disability. People with disability needs help.
Stricter protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes? Probably
yes,
vote no?
I would vote yes because what a woman does with her body has nothing to do with men or nothing to do with them.
Yes. Definitely yes or probably vote yes?
I vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely will vote yes.
Thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that someone or much more motivated? Much more motivated to vote on the amendment? Somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment? No difference? Somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment or much less motivated to vote on the amendment?
More motivated.
Much more motivated, you said?
Yeah. I need to get
Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, and a 10 means that you strongly agree. Any number from 0 to 10. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree? Any number?
8.
Thank you. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. From 0 to 10, any number?
10.
Okay, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Anyone, no.
From 0 to 10.
A 10. Why would you discriminate against anyone? Everybody is born with a gold spoon in their mouth.
That's why we want to use a scale from 0 to 10 on how important it is to you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth. Which number from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. From 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. From 0 to 10.
What a 10 means?
I strongly agree. And 0, strongly disagree.
Well, children shouldn't ever change their gender before their parents' consent. So I would give it a 5.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. 0 to 10.
A 9.
Thank you. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. From 0 to 10.
Oh, that one. Okay. Immigrants come here and they get more value of the country than people that work here and live here and have and be a citizen. So I would say 8.
Okay, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion from 0 to 10.
A 7.
All right, moving forward now. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governance and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protecting for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you the undecided, or would you no vote?
I'm undecided.
On that one, you're undecided. Okay, thank you. But if you had to choose, would you vote yes or no, or will not vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. And over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer didn't change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'm voting.
Almost certain to vote, you say, right? Now, which one of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents and their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Or statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination more from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Statement 8 or statement B?
Statement A.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. And now, next I'm going to read you some things that some people have
said.
Then you're
going to finish this survey. This is long. I got
80%. 80%. We're only 20% left. Almost done. Next, I am going to read you very quickly some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think there is extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of the Prop 1. 5 means that it makes you think that it's somewhat motivating, and a 0 means that you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment would close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against the government. 0 to 10.
Eight.
Okay. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. 0 to 10, any number.
A 9.
Thank you so much. The next one. The government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10, please. Any number?
7.
Thank you. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights in initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. From 0 to 10.
7.
7, okay. Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. If it's okay if they did not. But once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state of Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive, healthcare, and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York state constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided, well, not vote.
Okay. Okay, undecided, right? But if you had to choose, would you have to vote yes or no, or will not vote?
Will not vote.
Okay, and after reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go to vote on November 2024 for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues that you were at the start of this survey? And that is somewhat or much likely.
What? Once they're running on the Democratic line, I vote.
Okay. Would you say no change in that case, or much more likely, or somewhat less likely? Or somewhat more likely, or much less likely?
Most likely.
Much more likely, or somewhat more likely?
Probably most likely.
Much more likely, right? 86% on the. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? Where
you mean
you're not at all motivated, and at 10 means you're extremely motivated? 10, you said, right? Okay.
Yes, 10.
Do you consider okay, let me ask you, do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else? Please specify.
I'm not bisexual.
Okay.
I'm a whole one, and whatever man do, that's his problem, not mine.
Oh, heterosexual or straight? Should I record that as your answer?
Straight.
Straight, right? Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced and living by myself.
Thank you so very much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily?
I'm retired.
Retired. Thank you very much. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family incomes from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Last year.
I didn't work last year.
But what was your total family income before taxes? Approximately.
50 grand. Who's only me?
Okay.
It's not family. That's me.
Thank you. Oh, $50,000 a year, right? Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. We're done. Yeah, that's it. 100%.
Thank you.
We're done. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.